is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court is about to release its last batch of decisions for the term before breaking for summer. All eyes are on a ruling involving former President Donald Trump and whether he can be prosecuted for crimes allegedly committed in office. Correspondent Jan Crawford outside the court.
It seems highly unlikely that the Supreme Court is going to embrace Donald Trump's sweeping claims that he has absolute immunity from prosecution. He can't be prosecuted for his actions around January 6th. But I also think on the flip side, it's unlikely that they're going to embrace the lower court decision suggesting that he has no immunity.
President Biden is returning to the White House after huddling with family to plot next steps in the wake of last week's disastrous debate. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
President Biden spent the day yesterday with family at Camp David, and we're told that they encouraged him to stay in the race. Biden officials spent the weekend on the phone trying to reassure worried lawmakers and donors.
Hurricane Beryl pounding the Southeast Caribbean as a monster Category 4 storm, the earliest of that strength to ever form in the Atlantic. People in Barbados are getting ready.
Whatever they can get their hands on, they're getting.
Everybody take precautions, get the boat out of the water.
Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
So long as we keep this track, Beryl is not a threat to the U.S. mainland.
Beryl's maximum sustained winds at the moment, 130 miles an hour. A family demands answers after police released body cam video of the shooting death of a 13-year-old during a traffic stop. CBS's Michael George is in Utica.
Police say he pointed what looked like a gun at officers. One officer wrestles the teen to the ground and punches him. Another officer fires.
Oh my God! Yo, he just shot him!
The teen, identified as Nia Emwe, died at the hospital.
Police say his weapon turned out to be a pellet gun. Ultra-Orthodox men flooded the streets of Jerusalem to protest a military draft order.
For 2,000 years, we've been persecuted, and we've survived because we're learning Torah. And now, the Supreme Court wants to remove this from us, and it will cause our destruction.
The Paris Olympics begin in less than a month, and the U.S. gymnastics team is ready to go. Former all-around champ Simone Biles led the way in the qualifiers in Minneapolis after dropping out of the Olympics 3 years ago to deal with her mental health.
I knew I wasn't done after the performances in Tokyo, so just getting back in the gym and working hard and trusting the process with Cecile and Laurent, I knew I'd be back.
The Dow is up 265 points, S&P ahead 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The governor has issued an executive order regarding the death of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The 51-year-old passed away unexpectedly Friday. A stabbing incident in Mount Pleasant resulted in one injury and one arrest this morning. The victim remained conscious despite wounds to the leg and chest. Kenosha's new Uptown Children's Library is set to open. The 7,500-square-foot facility costs nearly $3 million. It'll officially open July 13th. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has rejected a second recall attempt against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. They say it was rejected due to late signature submissions. The city of Racine is expanding lifeguard coverage at Zoo Beach to 7 days a week. The enhanced effort starts today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
a Brewers win over the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-1 victory over the Chicago Cubs in Milwaukee. Chicago's Kyle Hendricks had his curveball and changeup working until the fourth when he gave up a home run to Christian Yelich, then three consecutive singles, followed by a grand slam by Bryce Terang. I asked Hendricks, was that the worst inning of his career?
I've had a lot of really bad innings. You just sit and you evaluate it for what it was. It was pretty clear to me that there were pitches up over the middle of the plate. So when I'm doing that, you don't give yourself much of a chance anyway.
After giving up a solo home run on the second pitch of the game, the Brewers' Freddie Peralta settled in, retired 14 batters in a row. How did he react to Terang's grand slam?
I get excited and I get emotional in that moment. I said a bad word that I'm not allowed to say here. But it was great, great feeling.
The crew opened a series tonight against the Rockies. Racing at Road America, Paul Menard took the checkered flag at the Trans Am event, but was later penalized for illegal contact with another car. He dropped a second, making Brent Cruz the winner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be southeast at 5 to 15. Rain and thunderstorms are possible late tonight. Our low 63, showers, thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 78. More rain likely tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I change my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night out. Fire, yeah.
is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
The Doors to the Stones. How many times you get to say that? Probably never. But see, I'm Cindy Huber and I work on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, Ain't It Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. My red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And to think that I'm wasting time, I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
JM, local news and timeless hits, Drifting Away with Dobie Gray. You know, I was driving to work this morning and I was listening to the news, and I'm really glad to hear that they're going to be adding lifeguards at Zoo Beach 7 days a week. I think that is terrific. So, you know, you always see those newscasts with, you know, somebody being pulled out of the Gulf or somebody being pulled out of a body of water, you know, and the ambulance and them trying to work on that person to get them breathing again. Saw it in real time to an extent. I didn't actually see the victim. I saw the crowds around him when we were down in Coronado Beach in California last week, and the police showing up and, you know, just watching somebody being carried out of the water. It is really sobering. And I wasn't even drinking. You know, I was just like, oh my God. Since you really see it, you understand and appreciate the fact that Zoo Beach and North Beach have lifeguards. That is just terrific. And as far as the risk of riptides, really low risk today on Lake Michigan here in Racine and Kenosha, kind of a moderate. If you get right to the state line into Illinois, they have got a moderate risk of riptides today. So be careful with that. Always, always be careful. And then, you know, one place to get riptides all the time when I look at this list, it's always up in Duluth. they've got a terrible problem with riptides up there all the time. You know, we'll have no risk and they'll have a risk, so a moderate risk. So something to be aware of when you get in the water. At least we don't have to deal with sharks.
Check, check, one, two.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought new of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit
and local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN. Beautiful day today. I'm digging the sunshine. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow. It's 70 here in Racine.
Oh, sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Association, along comes Mary. They also did the huge hit Precious and Few. Going into the RJN Radio News Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County community is reeling from the sudden death of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The 51-year-old passed away unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave's career in county government spanned over 2 decades, starting in 2003 and culminating in his role as county executive. He was first elected to that position in 2015. Board President Tom Kramer will step in as acting county executive until a special election can be organized. Another Voss recall attempt has vanished. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has rejected a second try to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, ruling that nearly 200 signatures were submitted after the legal 60-day window. The decision, made in a 4-2 vote, halts the recall effort. Recall organizers, who have now faced 2 failed attempts to remove Voss from office, have not yet announced their plans for moving forward. More lifeguards are being added to the area. The city of Racine says lifeguard coverage will start 7 days a week starting today at Zoo Beach. Guards will be on duty 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 5:30. The city now has 17 full-time and 9 part-time lifeguards. Racine Mayor Corey Mason says in a statement that the proactive approach to protecting swimmers is a result of the city's investment in its lifeguard program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow, because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs scraping 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm.
Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
And the Brewers all together. They make the perfect soundtrack to summer. And the next game is this evening at 7:05. We're going to be in the Rockies. Watch out for the lightning up there. Here's Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. WRJN.
Yes.
You spoke, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Stop. No, in the name of love. It's true. Diana Ross and the Supremes. And if you're looking for something to do, like wasting time, not that I have ever done that in my own, but if you're at work and you're like, oh, I got a couple of minutes, nobody's looking, and they don't monitor my computer, AccuWeather and Weather Channel both have the same video, and it is freaky. Massive sinkhole opening up in the middle of a soccer field in, I think it's Auton, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, in Illinois, right down across the border there. You actually see, it's just a, you know, little soccer field in a small town, and all of a sudden it just opens up and it swallows up the light pole that's on there. So, you know, just saying, you know, if you're not going to get in trouble or anything, check it out.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or VivaLift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Baby's truer than my baby was to me.
right here on WRJN and local news. This is with Stuart J. Waddles and sports with Mike Clemens, just minutes away here on WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Simple.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.